This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you! Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We are going to hear from Macca. Macca's going to give us, share with us...
I want to update people on a few things, if I may.
Update.
So quarantine station, Portsea. There's the quarantine station at Portsea subsequently became, and listeners, this listener will probably correct me if I'm wrong, the Lord Mayor's Children's Camp.
Oh, yes.
Okay, which I actually went on. Don't know how I got to go on it. But I got to go on it, and that was in the...
That was from 080.
That was in the 1960s, and I think it was a quarantine station, and it was a magnificent location at Portsea. I don't even know if it's actually still there.
I don't know, Macca.
Is it still there, Paul?
Yeah, I visited it last year, Macca. Looks stunning. So the whole facility is very much still there, and recently was used as a cadet training location.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
For the ADF. Now, and something else, China has landed on Mars in its latest, effort in the space program. Have they landed and put all the Hong Kong dissidents in a capsule and sent them up there? Is that what they want to do? Do you reckon? Tass, what do you reckon?
Have they landed with people or just
no,
machine?
No. But they'll probably claim it as part of their historic part of space.
Very likely, I'd say.
So South China Sea and, south of Mars, that belong to them.
Very likely,
yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah.
Speaking of corrections, Macca.
Yes.
I was also corrected by Dave from Sydney. Robbie Molinari is actually on Friday night, not Saturday night.
That's right.
So that was an error on my behalf, and I apologise. And thank you, Dave, for providing us.
And it's 3 hours, isn't it?
It's a fantastic show.
From about 8 o'clock.
I know Ian listens to it all the time.
Yeah. So
Macca, tell us what you think.
Well, look, I want to just continue, and Mel, this is a bit of an opinion. But I actually want Paul and Tassis, and we did touch on it a little bit with Misha. Let's talk about aged care, but let's just go back a step from that, the NDIS, which was established under Labor. Julia Gillard and Bill Shorten made this happen. And what's happened since then is when it was the Rudd government, there was a bit of a funding deficit. Then it was the Abbott government, then it was the Turnbull government, and now it's the Morrison government. So for almost 10 years, NDIS has been a shambles. It's been underfunded, lots of money, but it's been underfunded. Aged care, the same. Aged care has been underfunded, ignored for decades by Liberals, by Labor. And I often wonder about this, Tass. Do you think the ministers that have been responsible, well, notionally responsible for aged care, because they weren't responsible when people died in aged care, apparently, but the ministers that have been notionally responsible for aged care in every government, do you think they have old parents? And if so, why don't they care about aged care? What do you reckon? What's your thoughts?
Oh, I've got no idea. I actually struggle to understand why aged care isn't more of a political issue in our community. I don't understand why our generation, Macca, who have now ageing parents, sometimes parents who are supported in their homes or are living independently and sometimes are in care themselves. I don't understand why our generation isn't actually marching up and down the streets about this issue.
Well, or marching on our way to the aged care home.
But why? Why aren't we?
Well, I think there are...
I mean, is it that we just don't want to know about old people?
I think...
Because we're all going to get there.
Well, okay. In your family, Tess, you know, you've got some elderly parents. Ian has a quite elderly mother.
96-year-old.
Oh, no, she's 95.
She's almost 96.
I know. and, you know, there are aged care homes and there are aged care homes. You know, there are some very, very good, you know, beautiful, loving, caring, properly resourced, you know, in a medical sense, in a social sense, you know. They don't feed them something that looks like it's been rejected by the vitamizer. Yet there are aged care homes that seriously, if the RSPCA was inspecting them as dog kennels, they'd close them down. So how do we get to this? How do respective ministers of every political colour allow this to continue? And the billions and billions and billions of dollars that are spent, still not enough. I think we have a Medicare levy that helps support the NDIS. I think there should be an aged care levy.
Isn't that what Paul Keating said?
Might be.
I think so.
You know, if we want to actually provide, you know, we want to provide for those people who are living with a disability. We want to provide them with quality services. We want a public health system, you know, that supports everyone. Why don't we want an aged care system that's run on similar principles? And if so, we need to bloody pay for it.
Well,
and a regulator with teeth, not a regulator who've left their dentures in the bottom drawer.
I see the... And
you know what they are? They're piss weak.
I do agree with the point about the regulator, but I have to say that what we need is better regulation, because at the moment there's this idea that the market forces will help to regulate the sector, and that just hasn't worked.
The market forces...
It hasn't worked.
It'll be a race to the bottom, and it's actual, total, and complete and utter...
I have friends
it's bullshit.
I have friends who work in aged care and even operate aged care facilities. Yeah. But what motivates them is not the same thing that motivates me as a consumer.
Mm.
And as a consumer, what I'm interested in is the quality of the care and the support and the environment that I live in, not the bottom line.
I don't begrudge the operator of an aged care facility to get a return on their investment. And if this means that we need to look at different funding models, then so be it, right? We're all going to get old. We're all going to end up either wanting a home care package, wanting some assistance, or ending up in a facility. So as a community, we acknowledge, you know, the Australian community loves Medicare because of the level of care it provides for everyone in the community, regardless of who they are. We acknowledge that the NDIS is hugely important, and for people with disability, they need to be supported and given the services that they need to be part of life. So with aged care, apparently this isn't the case. I mean, you know my thoughts, I know your thoughts, you know, Paul, you know, there are people out there that agree with us.
How would you like to age, Macca? What would you like to see for yourself?
I want to live, you know, in my, I won't say declining years, in the last 20% of my life, say. I want to be comfortable. I want to be cared for. I want to have good quality food. I want to be able to have social engagement. I want my mind to be exercised. And I want to feel that I'm in a place that cares about me, not just for the revenue that I generate, but cares about me because I'm a member of the community. And I don't think that's much to ask. And you know what? We have to pay for it.
Mm.
Somehow it has to be paid for. Now, is that going to be an example of means testing? Is it going to be a levy? At the end of the day, government and the institutions and the organisations that run it need to come up with a model that actually allows the people who work there to be paid a proper wage, not having, you know, to work in three different places because there aren't enough shifts, right? They need to be paid a decent living wage. They need to be provided with the training so they can do and the resources to do the job properly. There needs to be a nurse on premises 24 hours a day. What? and we need to pay for this.
Depending on the size, does it matter how many residents the nurse has to look after?
Of course it does. We have patient ratios in hospitals, right? We have prison warder, prison ratios.
Because you could have a residential facility that's got 500 beds, you know, one nurse.
You wouldn't run a train of 20 carriages without someone in the final carriage, right? We apply quotas to everything that we do. So why should there be any difference?
And I think that there is a scientific way of actually establishing what are those right benchmarks, Macca. And and I think that we need to actually invest in them. I think that we as a community need to say this is important and we need to prioritise it.
I mean,
I'd rather see our money go into better aged care facilities and submarines for a war that we're not going
to
have.
If I want to make a lot of money, I'd be working out how I could rent a property to the Greek Orthodox Church for aged care.
Ha, 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 ha.
Like, seriously. What?
I don't know.
So one quick question for you, Macca. Do you think that the Labour Party are now going to come into the runoff to the election with a series of policies that will really challenge the Libs on this as a topic and come up with some constructive ideas how they can change it?
What do you think?
Well, someone needs to be giving some strong opposition. And at the moment, we're not getting, on this topic alone, we're not getting anyone putting forward a credible plan. And I think, you know, if you want to try...
But there is one. It's called the National Royal Commission.
Well, the commission's given that, but why is no
it's
one
been ignored?
Why has no one picked it up and run with it? And I think going to election, the party that actually highlights this will give a better chance to actually get some action.
Do you know why, Paul?
Tell me.
This is a matter that should be about policy, not politics. Right? You have state Labor governments and their oppositions, and the oppositions criticise them for what they're doing in aged care and residential care. You have a Liberal federal government and the Labor opposition is criticising them. You know what? I say to all of them, if you're happy with the system, how about we put you in an aged care facility for a month and you can eat the shit that you make people eat. You can live with the poor level of care that people have to put up with. You can put up with the fact that we have to put cameras in some of these facilities because of the abuse that's taking place. If you think the system is so shit hot, how about you live in it for a month? How about you see how it goes? Or put your mother or your father in one, right? Fund this properly. Do it properly. Work out how to do it and stop doing what you're doing. Because you know what? You've all got blood on your hands. And you know what? One day it might be your parents' blood.
And that was Macca's opinion, and we are going to take a very short break, and we'll be back with our next guest. We're going to talk about animal rescue with Marissa De Battista. I hope I've pronounced Marissa's name correctly.
And quick from Mel, would you be comfortable living in a residence that caters to gay men only or with the general public? I live in a community. I'm happy to live in a community. I don't want people to be excluded. I want people to be included. There are some members of the community who want to be able to live with their same-sex partners. Why shouldn't they? This is what the facilities have to address.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.